USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress is working out the details on how to get a new COVID-19 economic stimulus package. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he's not on board with the coronavirus relief package that's being hammered out on Capitol Hill. He especially disagrees with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plan.
You look at the $3 trillion bill she's trying to push. It's just shoveling money to her friends and not actually solving the problem.
Pelosi was also on CBS's Face the Nation. She took a page out of the president's playbook and decided to give him a nickname.
I have a new name for him, Mr. Make Matters Worse. He has made matters worse from the start. Delay, denial, it's a hoax, we're going magically, it's a miracle, and all the rest.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
On CNN, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is concerned about COVID-19 equipment, like ventilators.
I think the federal government has to think about how they might, like they did on the production of ventilators, help spur some investment by these private sector companies to get up to speed, because it's starting to feel like it did back in March and April, where everybody was overwhelmed, although we started to make some progress, and now we're getting behind again.
Residents in Hawaii are bracing for Hurricane Douglas. This man, John Duarte, lives on the island of Maui.
Our house is 110 years old, so there's not too much more we can do. It's gone this long. Anxious in the sense that the wind. We fear the wind because of all the trees.
Douglas could become only the third hurricane in modern history to make landfall in Hawaii. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The federal minimum wage has been stuck in the same place for quite a while. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. That has left many low-wage workers with little financial flexibility or savings. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009.
A divisive debate continues in Florida, where COVID-19 is hitting hard. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
A number of lawyers in Florida are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about the risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in the Sunshine State, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the state has skyrocketed as of late.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.